سخنران امشب جلسه تهران ای ای که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر نایب 15 ارپل گمنام در تهران است، آقای ترسیان با هوشیاری 5 سال از کشور فرانسه می باشد. از ایشان دعوت می کنیم صحبت های خود را شروع کنند. ضمن جلسه امشب در سایت تهران ای ای داد واجی زهیره خواهد شد. بابا جان جلسه دفتر شد.
Alright, Tristan, let's do this. One thing, keep your sentences short so I can remember everything so I won't miss anything in the translation, okay?
Okay, how do we do this? Should I say something, then you translate, and it's like...
Yeah, at the same time. You say one sentence, I translate that sentence, and then you go for another.
Okay, I'm 26 years old, I live in... 27 years old, I live in Paris. Right now, I grew up in the suburbs of Paris. I'm adopted. My dad's American. My mom's French. I know some of the biological family. I started smoking pot and drinking at the age 12 after my parents' divorce. By the time I was 13, I was the school jock. I had this crew of friends and we were providing alcohol and weed to the class and I wasn't paying much attention. And, I started blacking out every weekend. Tell me when it's enough and you need to translate, huh?
Okay. و خب میگن که ترسین الکلی و میگم من 27 سالمه، توی پاریس زندگی میکنم، تو اطراف پاریس به دنیا اومدم، فرزندخونده بودم، یعنی فرزندخوندگی من قبولم کردن، بعد بابا آمریکایی، مادرم فرانسویه، بعد مشروب میخوردم و بعد از طلاق پدر مادرم در سن 12 سالگی رو به مشروب خوردن و علف کشیدن کردم و حالا اون موقع که 13 سالم شد دیگه عملا جز شهرهای مدرسه بودیم، بقیه بچه رو مشروب و علف می آوردیم و اصلا کلا به کلاس رو توجه نمی کردیم و یه جوره هر هفته هم سیامست می کردیم، بلک اوت می کردیم.
Okay, so it was really was very fun. I didn't really see, I had shame after the blackout, but I didn't see the harm in it and I did not conceive of any way of doing it. And the other way of doing it, I had a girlfriend, pretty girlfriend. I had fun. I had a lot of fun drinking and partying. And when I got in high school, I was addicted to marijuana. So I was smoking all the time, morning, afternoon, and night. I was paranoid. And every weekend again, I would black out, but I wasn't that cool anymore because everybody was doing it and I was confused, so to speak. And then hard drugs, cocaine, MDMA started showing up. My mom's an alcoholic. She was drinking during that time and I had the free house. Basically, I could do what I want. And yeah, I'll leave you translate that maybe.
Okay. و خب اولش خیلی باحال بود ولی یه خجالت خاصی بعد از سیامستی برای من به وجود میاد. ولی خب مشکلی هم باش نداشتم، من اصلا میگه این چیز خاصی نبود. سخترم داشتم و خیلی حال میکردم. در برسی میگه کلن معتاد علف شده بودم. دیگه صبح زور شب یه سری میکشیدم و خب بدبینی پارانویه گرفته بودم و آخر هفته همش سیامست میکردم. ولی که دبیرستان چون همه این کارو میکردم دیگه از اون باحال نبود، بیشتر هیچ نبودم. و بعدش هم دیگه مواد سنگین کوکائین و ام و اینا اومد وسط. و بعد اینکه مادرم هم الکلی بودش، پس زیاد مشکل خاصی نداشتم که بخونم اش تو بخونم، عملا زیاد واسم سخت نبود چون مادرم الکلی.
So yeah, I started going to parties in Paris, festivals, a lot of electronic music, and therefore drugs and mushrooms and whatnot. Always drinking way too much. I mean, a lot for our age, you know. And I started losing relationships. I started going with more drug addict people, losing old friends, you know, sticking with the deviant crowd. A lot of kids with divorced parents, dead parents, no authority. And when I got, I'll let you translate that maybe.
Okay. و خب توی پاریس همش به مهمونی میرفتم و فستیوال‌های مختلف میرفتم و خب موزیک الکترونیک اونجا پخش میشد یه سبکی از موزیک و خب به تبعش هم خب مواد بیشتر مواد توهم‌آمیز بیشتر با این سبک میاد. منم مواد توهم‌آمیز مصرف میکردم. کم کم روابطم دیگه به یه شکلی شد در با افراد معتاد بود و اکثرا هم بچه طلا بودن افراد و خب با آدم های دیگه رابطه هم خیلی کم شد.
And yeah, I did get into college. Luckily I didn't try anything, but in France it's you got access to college quick, you know, you don't pay anything. But I got into college degree and I partied the whole thing, and in the summer I went to a specific festival, took too much drugs, and ended up in a psychiatric hospital soon after that. I did continuous partying for like 2 months, and at some point we stopped drinking and sort of went back to reality, and I stopped sleeping, I stopped making sense, and started saying crazy stuff, and people thought I should go to psychiatric hospital, and I went there, and after that, people met doctors and family said, well, now you have to stop drinking and smoking, and you have to stop doing that. And yeah, I'll let you translate that.
اوکی رفتم کالج. خب خوشبختانه یعنی تونستم به کالج را پیدا کنم. کلا تو مهمونی و پارتی بودیم اون زمان و یه تابستون یادم رفتم به یه فستیوال. من انقدر مصرف کردم که بعدش یه وضعیتی مثلا فکر کنم به بیمارستان روانی کشیدم، یعنی خیلی حتی با اینکه یه مدت مشروبم نمی‌خوردم ولی نه حرفا مثلا من تازه معلومه چی میگم، من دارم چیکار میکنم و کارم به بیمارستان روانی کشیده شد و دوستان معتقد بودن که من حتما باید بستری بشم و خب متخصصم دکتری که اونجا بودم این گفتن نباید مشروب بخوری، نباید هر چی داری مصرف کنی مصرف بکنی، نباید چیزی بکشی.
How long do I have?
Hold on, let me check with them. ایشون چقدر وقت دارن؟
نزدیک نیم ساعت دیگه فکر کنم زمان دارن، زمان زیاد است.
Okay. You got around 30 minutes.
Okay. Oh, it's the whole okay. So yeah, after that everybody told me I was 18 by then. Everybody told me I should stop drinking and taking drugs and partying, and I didn't know what to do, you know, what else to do. That's how I related. That's all I did, all I had been doing. And I was on heavy psychiatric medication, and I stopped the hard drugs, but I kept on drinking, and I kept on smoking pot on and off, and so that was quick blackout on the meds, and by the time I was started being alienated from lots of my friends, you know, how do I explain it to my family? How do I explain it to my friends? How do I explain it to myself? What happened, you know? And I had theories. Luckily, I still had drug addict friends who were willing to get fucked up with me. And so I kept on doing that. I was in college and I managed to get just the minimum in college to go to the next thing, you know. Yeah, I'll let you translate okay. that.
و خب دیگه وقتی 18 سالم شد دیگه همه بهم گفتن با خودت جمع و جور کن، یعنی بعد در بیای، برای من راه دیگه ای از زندگی بلد نبودم و داروهای خیلی سنگین اعصاب و روان مصرف می‌کردم، علف می‌کشیدم، هر از گاهی مکروب می‌خوردم، یه وقتی اصلا کلا رو حالت سیامستی هم دست اصلا نمی‌فهمیدم چیکار می‌کنم، کارامو یادم می‌رفت و خلاصه دیگه واقعا به یه جرسی که حتی نمی‌رسم به بقیه باید چی بگم اصلا دیگه چه توجیهی برای خودم داشته باشم، ولی خوشبختانه هنوز دوستایی داشتم که خب مصرف کننده بودم و خیلی دوست داشتم که باز با من مصرف بکنن.
And so I was afraid all day long of people. I was afraid of like, no girls. I was afraid of talking to people. I was afraid of interaction and the summer. The only way I could cope with that, I guess, was partying, and I sort of went back to partying. Sort of got accepted, I guess, in the party crowd. I managed to party again, but I ended up in the nut ward again the same summer, the next summer, you know, so, and by then they said, and I was going manic. I was going really up, being really crazy to end up in the psych ward. And so then I was diagnosed bipolar, it's been on. That was 2 bad years, heavy medication and bipolar and just afraid. And I have like 3 friends I get fucked up with and living at my mom's I'll let you translate that. Yes.
و خب به یه جایی رسید که ترس تمام وجودم فرا گرفته بود، از حرف زدن حتی با مردم میترسیدم و تنها راهی هم که بلد بودم برای ادامه زندگی که مصرف بکنم و برم توی مهمونی ها و پارتی ها و کم کم به این نقطه رسید که دیگه حالت دو قطبی رو هم بهش دست میداد، حالت خیلی یه وقته خیلی سرخوش بودم، وقته خیلی افسرده بودم و کلا دیگه تنها چیزی که واسم مونده بود بود که کلا 3 رفیق نشه خورد داشتم و مصرف می‌کردم و اینکه تو خونه مامانم زندگی می‌کردم و عملا دیگه چی واسم رام.
And I would get really ashamed that all through everything. I'll finish college. So yeah, I went through my years of college like that. Luckily, I didn't go back to the psych wards, but it was on and off with medication and being afraid of people. And on the weekend or from Thursday to Monday, I was drinking. And it was not successful. It was not pretty. It was, even drinking, I was drinking until I passed out, which means I would get very small window of happy, you know, of like, oh, I'm enjoying this, you know, or it would, and there would be, it would just be with, you know, guys, on the bench, you know, or we try to go to Paris, don't get in the club and drink on the RER and, you know, whatever. But, that was, that drinking was still there and I would get that shame, you know, and couldn't handle the shame. I would send messages to girls from the past. And then I would be like, oh my God, what did I say? You know, and my mom had arrived in AA. She had been there 2 years. And there was a friend of hers who was in AA, in French AA, and I would complain, and they took me to meetings. It took me like 2 or 3 meetings. So I'll let you translate that.
Okay. و خب خوشبختانه حالا تو کالش کارم به بیمارستان کشیده نشد. ولی خب پنجشنبه تا شنبه ها میشستیم. و یکشنبه ها میشستیم به مشروب‌خوری و تا جایی که دیگه سیامست بشیم و خب دیگه دارو هم که موقع میخوردم ولی هر از دایی میشه دیگه 5 دقیقه از امید برون باز میشد ولی چیز طولانی نبود و بیشتر هم خب احساس عذاب گناه و احساس گناه و عذاب وجدان همه وجودم رو گرفته بود و حالا بلوچه همون زمان هم بود که مادرم اومدش باید جلسات شدی و تصمیم گرفته پاک بشه.
And so yeah, it was like 20, I got out of college, was 20, and I didn't pursue career or anything. I started working in the supermarket. Worked there for 6 months, and I liked the discipline and the money. It was not a lot of money, but it was good for me. And I was drinking, still partying. And one day a friend of mine, going to AA didn't change anything, but one day a friend of mine, just suggested, why don't we just not drink tonight? Just try not drinking, And, I was like, whoa, what a novel idea, I stopped drinking for 6 months, I stopped. It was like a superpower, like not drinking just solved all my problems. I'll let you translate that.
Okay. خب 20 سالم بود که از کالج اومدم بیرون و خب هیچ حرفه خاصی هم دنبال نکرده بودم، رفتم کم توی سوپرمارکت کار کردم و به مدت حالا 6 ماه به حالا به طور کلی از دیسیپلین و نظمی که اونجا داشت من خوشم اومده بود، ولی نه پول اونجوری نداشت و خب جلسه هم نمی رفتم از اون موقع، ولی خب یه دوست داشتم که باش مصرف میکنم، یه در پیشنهاد داد بیا مثلا یه شب نخوره و خب منم ازم خیلی ایده خوبی اومد و این کارو شروع کردیم و من 6 ماه هم تونستم هوشیاری رو حفظ کنم، کاری نکردم، انگار یه قدرت خارق العاده ای مثلا اون موقع پیدا کرده بودم که تونستم اون 6 ماه کاری نکنم.
And somehow I decided I was gonna, now that I was really cool not drinking and I had 4,000 euros, I decided I was going to go to Uruguay to get laid. And I didn't really have a plan. I just said, I'm going to South America. And so I went there. I met a friend there and I lasted 2 months and then I started drinking again and smoking pot and the whole thing. And I was in South America getting fucked up. And I met Israeli people after the service there. We would party together and that lasted 6 months and I was back, it was the same thing as college, except I was in South America, so I was partying, and every time I was not partying, I was afraid of people walking down the street, just afraid of any interaction, and running away from place to place. Hitchhiking, taking a bus, always, not going to last more than 2 weeks and no plans. And yeah, people would say, oh, do you want to do this? And I would say, no, I have to sit here. And I would just sit in the room it was kind of fucked up. And then I came home to my parents' place, broke, no money, and just me and drinking with the same fucking four guys, So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. و خب یه جورایی فکر میکنم که خب این اتفاق با حالی الان من پاکم دیگه، خیلی خفن شدم، 4000 یورو هم تو جیبم دارم و خب پاشدم رفتم آمریکای جنوبی یه مدت و اونجا یه دوستی داشتم، 2 ماه نکشید که من دوباره اونجا مصرف کردم بایمدم و دوباره همه زندگی شد، دوباره این هم وضعیتی توی کالج داشتم بدون مصرف و بدون حالا مواد و اینا، پر از ترس و وحشت بودم از مردم، میترسیدم و تنها چیزی که بلد بودم این بود که باید مصرف بکنم، دیگه هم نمیتونستم پاک بمونم، اینو موقع چیش رو پاک مونده بودم و در نهایت هم آخرش دوباره برگشتم فرانسه و خونه مادرم، در حالی که هر چیزی که مدت به دست آورده بودم از دست دادم.
And so I thought the solution was to stop drinking again, and I tried to stop drinking, and I got a job at Toys R Us, was paid 900 euros a month, which is not a lot here, and I was at my mom's, and I would hang out with the drinking people, not drinking, and work, and had this college degree, and I had no plan again, and I was pretty nuts, anxious and afraid, you know, and some New Year's Eve. Yeah, so that's New Year's Eve 2017 to 2018. Somebody handed me a bottle of whiskey and I just started drinking. And then I smoked pot and I didn't take hard drugs, but you know, I drove home at 10 o'clock in the morning, really drunk. And they woke up the next morning, got up, and I said, all right, I'm going to go to AA because this is not working. You know, I need some help. I'll let you translate that.
Okay. و خب راه حلش اون موقع دوباره وضعیت خرابی داشتم از نظر من که راه حل همین که دوباره قطع مصرف کنم و رفتم یک شغلی پیدا کردم که درآمد حدودا ما 900 یورو بود که خب خیلی پول زیادی نیست اینجا واقعا بود کاری نمیشه کرد و خب هیچ برنامه‌ای واسه زندگیم نداشتم مثلا معلوم پیش میره منظورش اینه یلکی پیش نمیشه و خب حالا یه روزی هم دیگه با اینکه حالم هم خیلی خراب بود واسه مدت طولانی یه روزی دوروبر سال نو یکی از دوستام به من یه بطری مشروب داد و ویسکی داد و شروع کردم اون شب من دوباره مست کردم و شروع کردم دوباره به مصرف کردم و همون شد وضعیت دوباره تا اینکه یه روز صبح یادم میاد یه روز صبح دقیقا اینجور در خواب پا شدم و دیدم دیگه واقعا نمیتونم زندگی کنم و تصمیم گرفتم برم جلسه AA که مادرم میگه ببینم چی شده.
So I went to AA to a random meeting. There was a girl there who was nice to me, and I thought she was going to be at every meeting. So I went to every meeting, and she wasn't there. She wasn't at all the meetings, you know. But I was going to meetings. I wasn't really listening. I was just obsessing around girls, and I had holes in my shoes, and I was walking from meeting to meeting, but it was good to be in the meeting, and I met this guy who was would become a sponsor. Old guy started taking me to coffee, and I would never remember anything, you know. You just in the beginning, it was just going there and going back and just sort of valuing AA and, you know, let you know.
Okay.
As the first 6 months, I guess, obsessing about girls.
Okay. About 6 months, you were obsessing about girls?
Still, but, you know, 6 months, the first 6 months was just that. Is there a girl in the
dude, I've been obsessing about girls my whole life. I still am. و خب میگه که رفتم به جلسات AA جلسات مختلف رفتم و اول جلسه که رفتم یه خانومی اونجا خیلی با مهربون بود بعد خب من خیلی خوشم اومد فکرم همه جلساتی که میرم قراره خانومه باشه بعد هرچی جلسه مختلف رفتم دیگه اون نیدم ولی خب به هوای اینکه اینو ببینم میرفتم جلسه و خب تقریبا به مدت یه هلوش 6 ماهی بودش 6 ماه اولیش من همش فکرم این دختر مختره جلسه بود همش اصلا کلن گیرم دختر بود ولی یه پیرمرد اون مثلا پیدا شد که شد راهنمای من و من میبردش به کافی شاپ با هم میشستیم صحبت میکنم اوائلش واقعا اصلا چیز یادم نمیم من میرفتیم اونجا با هم صحبت میکنم بهش میمادم یادم رو بود ولی کم کم اینجوری شد که توی ذهن من اون AA کم کم یه ارزشی پیدا کرد کم کم یه چیزایی راجع به AA فهمیدم و یه استارتی خوردم.
And I got this job first working as a carpenter, well, assistant carpenter for TV shows and then shops in Paris like luxury boutiques. It's the same sort of crowd because they have like, you know, grandiose decoration, and that kept me busy. Would go to meetings, do that, made money, was still at my mom's, still obsessing about girls, no no girls, no program, and still hang out with my drinking friends on the weekends. And I had found God, you know, so I was pontificating and telling everybody they should go in AA and telling my mom how to do the program, and I wasn't doing the program. And it was great. And this guy, the sponsor guy told me, took the 12 and 12, and he told me, you take step 4 and you read and write you study it like, you read step 4 on the 12 and 12 and how does it relate to me, you know? And that was, and when I did that, like all the memories, I had these resentments, obviously, you know, all these resentments, my old friends, my, you know, the deeper stuff about mom and dad and stuff I hadn't sort of surfaced, but like, yeah, my old friends, really a lot of old friends, old girlfriends. And I had, you know, those narratives that had been just piled on there for, you know, ever since I was 13 or 14. And yeah, sort of looking, what's my part in it? Sort of beginning of a, and it was intense, and it got me, you know, shaken, and I got manic as a consequence. I don't know, but I had to take meds to go, you know, back down. I got menacing with people, and, you know, yeah, digging into that stuff wasn't easy. Never is, but that was the first time, you know, and so yeah, I'll let you translate that maybe.
و خب دوباره رفتم سراغ کار یه مدت. یکی از جزء بکنی دستیار نجار برنامه تلویزیونی هم دکورایی که برای برنامه می‌سازم بودم. بعد توی لباس فروشی توی پاریس کار کردم و پول در می آوردم، ولی وضعیتم چون تعریفی نداشت. خونه مامانم بودم، همش فکر دختر بودم، برنامه هم که اصلا کار نمی کردم، دروبر هم دوسته مصرف کننده همچنان می چرخیدم. و خب اینجوری هم که بیشتر به همه امر و نهی می‌کردم این کارو بکنم اون کارو بکنم همش دخالت بکنم، و همه گفتم برین دنبال خدا، خدا به شما کمک می‌کنه. همین فاز شور حسینی خودمون بود که مثلا بچه ها پاک میشن. و خب حتی به اینجا رسید به مامانم میگفتم نه، تو باید برنامه رو اینجوری انجام بدی، چیزی که جامعه این اشتباهه. و خب دیگه یه راهنمایی پیدا کردم که بهم گفت قدم 4 از 12 کار بکنم. و خب کلی رنجش من داشتم اون اوایل، کلی حالا هم دوستای قدیمی، دوست دخترای قدیمی، پیدا کردن نقصم و اینا بوده، چیز نقشم بودش. و حالا کاری که قدم تو انجام میده، خب من داشتم دیوونه میشدم واقعیت، یعنی وضعیت خوبی اصلا نداشتم، وضعیت خوبی نداشتم. و حتی یه مدت دارو میخوردم، دارو اعصاب میخوردم برای اینکه آروم بشم، که دکتر بهم میداد. آها، اوکی.
And so yeah, so I didn't go to 8 and 9. The sponsor of mine was he was sort of saying, you don't need to talk to those people from the past. What you do need to do is to make amends to yourself by getting, going back to college, getting some kind of an education. And I was saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was doing my construction job. And it's just sort of like that job would take up so much time. It meant I saved up money, but took so much time, sort of like 2 years sort of disappeared just doing that. And it was good because I learned stuff and made money, and I was busy, which is good. But started doing dating apps and got sort of addicted to that. And I was cool all of a sudden because I had the story and I'm not drinking and I went to psych wards and shit. And I'm like a tough carpenter guy. But Yeah, then what happened? Yes. I guess I went to see some friends in Montreal, drinking friends. And I broke my leg. I did my ligaments, tore my ligaments skiing. And then COVID hit. And I went back to Paris with that torn ligament, you know, and I wasn't really advancing on the program, or I don't know what I was. I would go into, and I still do that. I get a story and I study myself and I study the story. I don't really, you know, don't really make the daily amends. You know, I don't really do the action. I like the story. I really like the story. And I get hooked on the story, and I get a jolts of self-pity, and I was doing that, and yeah, sponsors would say, don't hang out with those people. And I would say, yeah, but, and not believe him, and then I did go back to college. I had sort of a steady thing. I had a steady girlfriend, and I applied back to college. And I didn't get the thing I wanted, but I got into college, and it was so that got me some self-esteem, and I was still working on the side, and I got my apartment. I got my first apartment by myself, and I was 3 years something sober, and I enjoyed it, you know, and I stayed with that girl for about a year. And I was starting the college, and then she dumped me. And oh my God, like that was the harshest fucking thing. You know, I was crying. I was sleeping with my dad. Like, oh my God, it was horrible. And also the self-esteem, because I was in college. All my friends or old friends are in tech making money or something, you know. And it's like the rich suburbs of Paris. And I was like this bipolar loser guy, you know, and there I found a new sponsor. I said, my sponsor is not working, and I got a new sponsor, and I started going through the pages of the big book, two pages at a time. And I was calling him saying, I'm gonna kill myself. He said, no, you're not gonna kill yourself, you know. And every day, and you know, and then, yeah, 4 months later, I was back on dating apps, and I had forgotten about the first girl, and I was, you know, having I got another apartment, which is this one, which is great in Paris. It's cheap. It's everything's wonderful. And I started, there's like, he has like this 4-step inventory sheet, you know, that's really, in, you know, intense digging, and I started I did that. I even did some amends, and that was real. That opened up. And I had also in college, like studying, even though it wasn't directly what would, you know, I'm not going to get a career out of what I was studying and still am studying now and later. It was really good for my brain to, you know, get that discipline, be in that environment, you know, compared to like fucking carpentry and trucks and shit. It was, which is good, which is there. I was, you know, all healthy people, okay hours, you know, it's the university. And I got some self-esteem from handing in papers and getting better grades than I got.
Bro, can you stop?
Oh shit, man. Sorry. I forgot. Man.
Yeah, you went too far. But okay, let me translate what she said so far. What I could get out of it. Okay, what I could rent down. So و خب راهنمای من به من میگفتش که دیگه با آدمای قدیمی یعنی هم دوستای مطرح کنند نباید بگردی، باید از خودت جبران خسارت کنی. به این شکل که خب برو مدرک تحصیلی تو بگیر. و خب من موقع سر کارم میرفتم و یه کار حالا ساخت سازی داشتم، هم کار نجاری احتمال منظورش بوده، و 2 سال اونجا کار کردم و خب به نظرم چیز خوبی، چون تمام وقتم پر کردم، یه پولی در و داخل آوردم، یه پولی جمع کردم و خب خیلی چیزا یاد گرفتم، ولی خب برفت 2 تا وقتم گرفت. و خب این دفعه توی این برنامه دوستیابی افتادم، افتاده اینا شدم حالا خوبیش این بود که کارم به تیمارستان نمی‌کشون، ولی خب به هر صورت بازی تیم مشکلات دیگه با این داستان من داشتم. کار میکردم، رفتم یه خونه برای خودم بالاخره تونستم بگیرم، حالا تو 3 سال پاکی رفتم کالج، اون چیزی که دنبالش بودم و نتونستم بهش برسم، یعنی مدرکی بگیرم، ولی خب تهش ذره احترام به نفس بهم اضافه شد و خب یه دوست دختر جدید پیدا کردم که اون دوست دخترم بعد یه سال من ولم کرد و من به یه وضعیت افتضاحی هستم افتادم، گریه میکردم، همش حالم بد بود و خیلی اصلا اوضاع بدی داشتم و خب حالا این تو این هیاهوی راهنمای جدید پیدا کردم که با هم دو صفحه کتاب رو کار کردن و هی من هر روز بایی زنگ میزنم بودم من میخوام خودم رو بکشم، نه تو قرار نیست این کار رو بکنی، و این روال به مدت 4 ماه ادامه پیدا کرد تا اینکه من کلا اصلا دختری که یادم رفت هیچ چی، دوباره رفتم با این برنامه دوستیابی دوباره شروع کردم با یه دختر دیگه گشتن و به هر صورت این روال زندگی بود خیلی توی برنامه، خیلی توی وضعیت حالا کار کردن قدم‌ها و برنامه‌ام تا قبل از این راهنمایی خیلی پیشرفتی نکرده بودم، من توی زندگی یلخی بود و حالا یه سری حرفش پیشنهاد ولی بیشتر سکوت نمی‌دادم و خب صرفا سر کاره رو خب می‌رفتم سر کار و کار می‌کردم، یه پولی در می‌آوردم و بعد یه مدت دوباره خونم رو عوض کردم، حالا اینو اینا این اتفاق این که دوباره خونش رو عوض کردم، این راهنمای جدید است که من دو سال می‌کردم، بعدش رفتم خونم رو عوض کردم و اینجا شما نوشتم و این دارم همه گفته باشم و به ترتیبش هم گفتم چون خیلی زیاد حرف زدم پشت سرم. اوکی
did where Yeah, I mentioned the step work with the
mentioned the you were working with a new sponsor two page every day and you were calling him, you said I'm gonna kill myself and he was like, no, you're not gonna do it.
Yeah. And so that was like November, and back in February or beginning of March, life was wonderful again, you know, and I'm still working with this guy. I'll stop for 2 months. You know, I see him at meetings. I go to a lot of meetings. I don't know what a lot is, but in Paris, it's quick walk. So I go to 3 or 4 a week. Sometimes I hate everybody and they're all crazy and they're all fucking morons, and sometimes it's all wonderful and I love what I'm hearing. Yeah, I'll let you translate that.
Okay. و خب سال جدید شروع شد و خب میتونم بگم همه چی این دفعه خوب بود برام، حالم خیلی خوب بود، احساس خوبی داشتم و جلسات زیادی میرفتم و حالا برای من 4 تا 6 جلسه در هفته بود، نمیدونم برای شما به چه معنی داره و خب یه سری حالتایی داشتم، بالاخره یه وقتی از هم بدم می اومد، یه وقتی نهار دوست داشتم، یه وقتی بازم هم احمق بودن، یه وقتی با هم خوب بودم و خب برای یه مدت هم وضعیت هم اینجوری بود.
Now I'm in a Yeah, and I'm in the master's degree. I still don't really know where it's going, but it's all still good to be in university. I'm working on the side in that carpentry thing to make money. I have a girlfriend. I have the apartment. It's all good. I'm getting close. I have friends in AA, actual friends, people I can talk to, can relate to. In the beginning was, I wouldn't hang, you know, or I don't know, but now I can, yeah, now I have a sort of community. It's good. And I'm still bipolar. That did not go away, and I think it should, you know, but I get manic and I get, it's like being drunk for you know, 3 weeks, and then it's like being hung over for 3 weeks, you know, and I have to do step work on it, like, which is horrible to go back and look at what I did and what I said and like what's, you know, it's like the same stuff as drinking it. I'll let you translate that.
و خب حالا الان توی دانشگاه هم دارم دکترا میگیرم، اصلا نمیدونم که چی کار میکنم، ولی حداقل دارم یه هدفی رو دنبال میکنم، در کار میکنم، کار نجاری مو دارم میدم، خونه دارم، یه دوست دختر دارم، به ای نزدیکتر شدم و دوست واقعی توی ای پیدا کردم که میتونم باشون صحبت بکنم، احساساتم رو باشون شیر بکنم. و خب حالا در حال حاضر اون وضعیت دو قطبی هنوز دارم، میدم سه هفته حالم خیلی خوبه، همه چی عالیه برام، میدم میبینی سه هفته حالم خیلی بده، افسردم و بعدش باید بشینم قدم کار بکنم و ببینم تو اون سه هفته‌ای که حالم خوب بوده چی کار کردم، اون سه هفته‌ای حالم بد بوده چی کار کردم، به بقیه چی گفتم، چه گنده‌ای زدم. و الان خب وضعیت اینجوریه.
And so I have to do step work on that, which is just hard, and there's a lot of shame, and like I can't imagine how I can get into those states, but I still do, you know, and I do therapy on and off. I'll do therapy for 6 months and then stop. Yeah, I don't need the fucking therapist. And but you know, somehow it's still, you know, I'm safe. I'm okay. I don't know, man. I have to be grateful because, I have sort of a great life, and it's been 5 years, 5 years now with no drinking or drugging. It's, yeah, I feel, you know, there's always the, I could do more, and every day I think about this shit, I could do better and I could do more, but, and sometimes I do, and sometimes I say, all right, tomorrow, you know, and, but it is gradually, you know, getting in there, and I could, and yeah, I don't know, it works, you know, AA works for me so far, and I'm gonna keep, yeah, we have to go to a meeting later. And so yeah, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. و خب احساس گناه به خاطر این وضعیت دو قطبی و کارهایی که تو اون حالت انجام میدم خیلی برم میداره، غیرتون هست. و خب پیش روانشناس میرم، یه 6 ماه میرم، 6 ماه نمیرم. ولی در کل زندگی خوبی دارم الان، که 5 سال هوشیارم، زندگی خوبی دارم، تمام تلاشمو میکنم توی کارام. و خب یه وقتی به این فکر میکنم که من چجوری میتونم، یعنی چه کاری میتونستم بهتر انجام بدم، و خب یه وقتی میگم دلش کنم حالا فردا، ولی اوورال که خب اینو گفتش که زندگی خوبی دارم و ای به من جواب داده و دیگم که تشکر کرد و گفتش که صحبتش هم تمام شد. Alright, Tristan, thank you for your speech. Thanks for coming. And the rest is going to be in Persian. And if you want a translation for me, the shares are going to be in Persian. But you're welcome to stick around. If you want, I can send you the translations.
Okay. Until what time does the meeting...
We have around like 40 more minutes. If you want to go, you can go. If you got something to do.
I got a meeting at 8:15.
Yeah, okay.
But right. I'll listen to one or two by while I'm getting ready.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Take care.